Okay, so I have a friend. And for the purposes of this confession, I want to change his name to Rafiq. His name is not Rafiq. Now, when I first met Paul Rafiq at university, I marveled because he was maybe the single most goofiest-looking individual I'd ever seen up close. And it wasn't just his big ears and bug eyes and weirdly balanced head bone. It was his sense of style. This brother, he casually paired together a pith helmet with some high rider gym shorts, maybe throwing a Michael Jackson Thriller jacket on his way out of the door. And we're going to organic chemistry class, right? Not Comic-Con. And I don't know when I started forgetting what he looked like, but I did forget because his appearance wasn't the most important thing about him. And for real, this wacky flamboyance wasn't even the eighth or ninth most important thing about him, because he had this big old heart. Maybe I'm moping because some girlie's not feeling me the way I'm feeling her, and I get a note telling me to keep my head up from Rafiq. And it wasn't just me. He would show love to everybody like a child might, only he was a grown man. Steady listening to people's problems, big open smiles, way too loud laughs, ridiculous. One day he signed us up to hold babies at the hospital because he thought that would be a good idea. Fool, what you signing me up for? Well, I showed up. Yeah, it was a pretty good idea. And when we went out, the ladies, they dug him. This goofy looking dude. And the more he learned about himself, he decided he liked guys, and they liked him too. Who's your friend? He's so handsome. Rafiq is a lot of things. Handsome is not one of them. We ended up living together, graduated university, and I moved away. We didn't get to hang out enough, you know? But he was still in my heart. And one day I go to his hometown where he lives, and I'm at a coffee shop with a friend, and I am excited. I tell her, I cannot wait for you to meet Rafiq. And in the meantime, what kind of people watching? Look. That one's got that big hair. And that dude's doing a Monty Python walk. And then she says, wow, check out this guy. And of course, there he is, Rafiq. And I am so happy. But for a moment, I try to see him through her eyes, walking through downtown in a wizard cape, cowboy boots and a Superman shirt. And I'm like, listen, you are not gonna believe this. I know this, but that dude right there is the coolest dude in the world. Today on Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, Eye of the Beholder. Amazing stories from real people who are not as they may appear. My name is Glenn Washington. Please, get your top hat and snowmobile boots out, because you're listening to Snap Judgment.